Okay, well, just one, let's see, a couple announcements real quick for the upcoming weeks. Next Saturday morning, we will have the, what is the title, the Global Director of Marketing for Nikin, Doug Braun, the mastermind behind all the latest marketing tools that have been released. I mean, he came on the scene a little over a year ago and wowed us all with the body balance. He will be on the call sharing with us his story and what's coming up and why this is the best network marketing company in the industry to be part of. And then the Saturday after that, which is, let's see, the 24th, we will have our annual Seeds from the Summit telethon, is what I call it, and we'll be broadcasting live from the Austin Convention Center, where the Pathfinder Summit is nearly sold out. I believe there's only, I spoke with Steve Gross a couple days ago, and he said there was just a few dozen tickets left. So if that's something that interests you, you might want to think really fast and make that happen. So I think that's it. Do I have Eunice, Barb, Lisa, Jim, and Joe on the line with me so far?
Joe is here.
Okay. Barb's here.
All right. That sounds like enough of you, so we'll run with that.
Beverly Ford is here.
Oh, good morning, Beverly. And you doing okay?
I'm doing okay, and I cannot believe Charlie and I actually walked away from that accident.
Well, we'll let you share that and work that right into the testimony that you were going to share about Neil and Patton, so you'll get to double up here.
Did you still want me to do Neil and Patton?
Absolutely, since, you know, they can't be with us live. So you can, Bev, you'll go right after Eunice.
Okay.
If you want an actual order. So this is what I've got, just so you guys are on the line, the ones that I know of for sure. Eunice, Bev, Barb, Lisa, Jim, and then Joe. So if you guys can kind of remember that order, and I'll help you out. But before we do that, let's see. I covered that. Covered
Dan?
Yes.
Excuse me. This is Sandy. Did you want me on?
Absolutely. And you'll be
okay.
Number 7, Sandy.
I have to leave at 10:45 for an appointment.
Okay. Oh yeah. We'll have you covered by then. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to go that long-winded. I can't. I've been known.
Well, these are always pretty interesting calls.
So you guys can hang tight for a sec, and let me give Brad a chance to get all set up. I want to welcome everybody to this edition of Saturday AM Live. This is your illustrious host, Vance Rogers, and one of the joys over the last few years is being able to gather testimonies of what Nikin, not only the products, but what this company has done in the arena of finances for so many, literally millions of people. We always state that we've got millions of satisfied customers around the globe, and it would be impossible to gather all those stories. And I love how Nikin has encapsulated it into a mission statement, our core philosophy of who we are. And we just flew home yesterday from being down in Irvine for the last few days and being able to hang out at the corporate headquarters and just rub shoulders with some of the incredible employees that work there and drive this company. But that mission statement, to inspire individuals to discover a whole new way of life and provide them the opportunity to live it by changing their lives through improved health and financial well-being. And I don't think there's a week that goes by where I don't hear another just phenomenal story of what Nikin has done to change somebody's lives. And I think that the greatest challenge that we have as wellness consultants is to realize that we're going to always face the challenge of balancing compassion and conviction. And what I mean by that is a few weeks ago I heard this quote on a TV show of all things, and the gentleman said, you know, if you want to feel better, take a pill. And if you want to make things right, you've got to face the truth. And I can't help but think that as wellness consultants, that we literally have the responsibility to balance that compassion and conviction out, to challenge people, to ask them that question, do you want to be well? And if we can do that in a balanced approach, then we will in turn give them an opportunity to see what Nikin can do for them. And so the testimonies that you're going to hear this morning on this call are from people no different than you and I, who just took that step of faith thinking that, you know, let's give it a shot and see what happens. And I want to state up front that just because this person had this result with this condition in their body, that doesn't mean that we're making a medical claim that everybody who, you know, puts a one of our products on their big toe and all of a sudden their big toe grows out by 2 inches. That's not necessarily going to happen. We like to call them coincidences. And they happen about 100% of the time, but we in no way make any medical claims or set the diagnosis or, you know, say these products will cure anything. We just get to enjoy the benefits and introduce them to people. So let's get underway here. And Eunice, tell us a little bit about your story, and I want to challenge everybody, and I know this is going to be the hardest part here. I want to challenge you all if you can capsulate it down into, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. That way we can have more chance to get everybody in to share. So, Eunice, you, we talked the other day, and you've had quite a history with the vegetable corn. Is that a good way to describe it?
Oh, yes. It was a terrible situation.
And tell us about that.
Well, any time I ate corn, it would make my tongue feel as if it swelled in my throat, and then I would be gasping for air for 40 minutes, and people around would offer to call an ambulance, and I would refuse that. And it wasn't just corn that you could see. It was a hidden product. It was corn syrup, corn starch, modified soy starch, corn protein, anything. I couldn't stop at McDonald's or Wendy's or any other fast food place and have a sandwich or order French fries. I didn't know what kind of oil the French fries were cooked in. And going out for dinner, going to the movies, there would be corn, popcorn in the air, and I couldn't sit in there and watch a movie with my husband. And if we went out for dinner, he would tell me where we were going, and I would call in advance and talk directly to the chef, ask him what ingredients are in the food. And they would have to make me a special plate a lot of times. And then I got my blood tested by
Ted Aloisio.
Yes. And it showed a lot of acid crystals, and the cells were all stacking up on each other, and it just looked like a dead swamp, and that's not the way our blood's supposed to look. So he told me all the nutritionals to take, which would include the Kensin Women's Pack, the lactoferrin gold, fruit and berry and the vegetable, calcium, jade green vines, just about all of them.
So he put you on a pretty strict nutrition regimen of everything that Nikon has to offer.
Yes, and I started taking them faithfully, tested my blood 3 months later, and we could see there was a marked difference. And then a year later, he tested me again, and on a scale of 1 to 10, I got 8s and 9s.
Wow.
And now I can go out with my husband. I can order anything off the menu. I can go watch movies. If my husband says, make some popcorn, I say, sure, and I go out and I make it. Beforehand, I would have to open the window and turn on the fan, make his popcorn, hand it to him, and leave the room.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing that, but that just sounds hilarious to serve your husband that much. You would be willing to do that, and I don't know if I would. So how can you actually consume corn today or corn products?
I can sit down and eat the popcorn, and I can eat corn on the cob, and sometimes it just brings me to tears at points.
Wow, and who would think that we'd have such a love affair with corn? But obviously when you can't ever partake of it, you definitely is a big deal.
Well, even going to church banquets and covered dish dinners, I would take 3 different dishes, and a lot of times I'd make something like hot pepper something so nobody else would eat it. Anything, you know.
Wow.
That I knew other people wouldn't want, so that I knew that when I got up to the table, there'd be food there for me.
Yeah, and Eunice, just for the record, your last name is Daniel, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make note of that. And so what would you say to somebody who's facing a food allergy or allergic reaction or something like it? What would you tell them regarding the Nikon Nutritional?
I would just tell them it worked for me.
Okay.
And we also have a wellness palm, so I also, when I saw my blood results, I also started wearing the long johns and the face mask. And, you know, we have the air in our bedroom every night and the sleep system. And
so it's more than just the nutritionals for you and your husband. You guys are diehard Nikon Wellness Homeites, and you went for the jugular.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Eunice, thank you so much for sharing. We're going to move on here and keep things rocking and rolling. And after you've had a chance to share, each one of you, if you guys can hit star 6 on your phone, that'll help cut down on any background noise. Again, that's star 6, and that'll mute you out. Let's move on to Beverly Ford. And Beverly, it's an honor to have you on the call, because you and your husband kind of were doing some spinning, I guess, and not the type of spinning that we actually enjoy. Is this correct?
Oh, no, no. Day before yesterday, Charlie and I were driving. We're up here in Idaho in the mountains, and we were driving along, and we hit black ice, which caused our pickup to roll over twice and crash into an embankment. And we were both sent to emergency. Doctors thought I had a broken neck, so they airlifted me to Boise. And I was there all 8 hours till they discovered that it wasn't a break. But it hurt like heck. So when I came
home, you probably didn't want to say heck there, I can imagine. But
no, that's what I always say, is heck. And when we came home, I had this big cervical collar on. I would not take pain medication. So behind the neck, I put my sleep mask. Under the chin, I put the far infrared wrap on my back, on my left cheek, which I bruised badly, cheekbone. I put a I broke the back window of the pickup out with the back of my head. I broke the side window and with the side of my head. And I put on 3 sneak-in chains. I have put my far infrared long johns on. I put my feet on the body energizer. I used the Kenko Wave. I used the Palm Mag on an ongoing basis. DM cream, drank gallons of water, and it's absolutely amazing that I'm not seeing any black or blue mark anywhere, and I can actually get up and walk, and all I can say is God is good and Nikan is great.
Bev, slow down here.
That's a short version of it.
You just scared, I'm thinking of watching in my mind, imagining your head bouncing around like a pinball, bashing out windows here. And not to make light of the situation, but this just happened like 36 hours ago?
Right.
Okay. And
the doctor said, and the people that saw that wreck happen, and they, because the pickup top was flattened down flat, they said they cannot believe anybody walked away from that accident, first alive, and second without life-sustaining, lifelong injuries. So
okay.
This is a miracle.
How is Charlie doing?
Charlie is fine. He's got really bad, he was thrown forward into the steering wheel, which has bruised his whole front of his rib cage and all of that. But other than that, and serious muscle spasms, he's fine.
Okay, and just for the record, so people know, how young are you and Charlie?
Charlie will be 80 in a few months, and I'm not that old.
Okay, that's fine. You can take the fifth on that. I wanted to illustrate the point that, you know,
people I'm in my early 60s.
Okay, thank you. People in their 20s that can actually walk away from an accident like this, it's one thing to bounce back. But, you know, as we get up there in age, our bodies tend not to react bounce back as fast. And what you're talking about of no bruising whatsoever 36 hours later, that's unheard of. It takes a little bit of force to use your head or any part of your body to break glass, and this is a big deal. I mean, huge. Absolutely huge. So, well, Bev, thank you, number one, for being on the call, and thank you for sharing that. And you also had a fun story chronologically going through, well, basically 5 years of enjoying a wellness home with some former neighbors of yours, Neil and Pat. Is that correct?
That's correct. I recently spoke with them. And because when we moved down into Southern California, they were our neighbors, really nice neighbors, and they were having health challenges. And when we were moving in, they brought us a big crock pot full of food and wonderful things. And I said, well, someday I'll do something back nice for you. They said, what do you do for a living? Are you still working? And I said, yes, I am a wellness consultant. And I just dropped it right there. I didn't want to get into a selling mode. And but Pat and was having problems. And she hurt here, and she wore a brace on her back. She used a cane, and they were about 75 years. Both of them were 75 years old at the time. So I started doing rollouts on them, and they got so excited about how they could sleep after a rollout, and how so many things. They just love the benefits. And so little by little, I sold them the equivalent of a wellness home, because I explained to them that, you know, for good health, you need, first of all, deep sleep, then water, then the nutrition, and then the, you know, I just went straight up the health pyramid with them, and they chose to believe it. And so it's now about 5 years later, and I was talking to them, and just chronologically how it happened is Pat first noticed that when she was using a KenkoFlex, which I loaned her in the beginning, her back wasn't hurting anymore. Then, after being on the sleep system for about 3 years, Pat was no longer wearing her back brace, and she was no longer using a cane, and because she said after 3 years her back had straightened out. And then both of them had the cardio stripes, and they were actually able to walk about a mile every day. And then the Neil was wearing a ski cap, or whatever they call that, and you know, with the sleep system, they both used the sleep mask every night. It enabled both of them to get deep sleep without taking the sleeping pills, and like they used to, and Neil stopped using the machine. And Neil, in addition, had a stroke, and he suffered some paralysis, and which used to be, one of the things he had was leg spasm, that on several occasions I remember him going on emergency trips to the hospital. And since he started using all of the wellness home technologies, and he's never had another trip to the emergency. And he says he gets an occasional leg spasm, and he just sits there and puts the body energizer under his feet, and he, they go away. Now, here's something really interesting. They recently had a friend. His name is Heinz. He's from Germany. He's a doctor. And when he was visiting them, he discovered that they were using magnetic and far infrared products, because Pat was using the Magboy on her cat, who absolutely loves it. Well, Heinz understands the human electrical system, and he used to use the magnetic and far infrared technologies in his practice in Germany for decades, even though he's retired now. But he heard about Nissen's products before, but he'd never seen them. So, of course, Pat showed Heinz everything that they had, and Heinz did some, I think they're called kinesiology tests.
Okay.
On Pat and on Neil, because he wanted to test them on their body, and he was really, really, really impressed. And he used the Kenko Wave and the Magboy on Heinz for almost an hour, until a lot of that, and this is according to Neil, a lot of the paralysis diminished quite a bit. And the doctor used to know, because he's very familiar with all the points and things on the body, he used to know where to push to get that leg to go into spasm, and after 45 minutes, he could not get the leg to spasm anymore. Of course, Pat interrupted the phone call, which she frequently did, and she said, I was in tears when I saw this happen. You know, but this is interesting. They were using the product, but they wondered why Heinz, the doctor, got better results than they did. And here's what he told them, and after his many years of using it, he says, first of all, a person should be laying down, and he said a minute or two of moving the Magboy and from the head down the spine before doing anything else helps the body work more efficiently. And then Heinz explained that when you treat one side of the body that is stressed out or injured, you must treat the other side equally. And he said that in addition, because the brain and the nerves are all interconnected, and he said to them that they should use the Kenko Wave at the top of the head as well as the bottom of each foot without socks, because there's something, nylon or whatever, in different socks that diminish the effectiveness of that. So then he says, do the same with the Palm Mag or the Magboy, and because he told them that, you know, they never know which of the Nikon technologies, and the body will like at that time, or at a specific moment, or for a specific condition. And he said this way, they are actually treating their whole body, and which he said is the right thing to do. Now, Dr. Hines liked the Magboy because of all the stimulation when you roll it up and down a person. He also reminded Pat and Neil that they are not drinking enough water. They drink lots of wine, but they don't drink enough water. And then Hines looked at their old Nikon catalog, and he recommended that Neil get ankle wraps and sleep with them every night and get two of them, even though the leg spasms and paralysis were only on one side. And he was really impressed, you know, with the Pi Mag water, the CM cream, and the the J Green Zyme. The J Green Zyme impressed him more than anything else and that they were using. Anyway, two things of interest as I bring this to a close. Pat told me that they used to get really good results and similar results when I used to give them rollouts every single week while we were neighbors. And then, of course, she confessed that they hadn't been using the Kanko Wave and the Palm Mag as regularly as they do. And but they, you know, they use a Magboy every day on their old cat who loves it. The cat's probably going to outlive all of them. And just bringing this to a close, I talked with Neil just, we talk at least once a week, but last week he told me that since he was using the lactoferrin, he can actually stand and pee at a urinal with a stream without dribbling all over his shoes. Pat, his wife, said it used to take him so long when he went to the bathroom, he could have read the whole encyclopedia. But, you know, this is interesting. I never went to try to sell these people anything. They just understood the value. And it's five years later. I love that couple so much. And like Dennis Williams says, you know, may we never know what we have prevented. Mm-hmm. So that's my story, Vance, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you so much. And I apologize for laughing about someone standing at a urinal and peeing, but my mind races back to all the times I've helped out in the Sunday school classroom watching the little boys who, you know, they're thinking it's a contest with the fire hose and, you know, going for the wall and the sides of the, and everything. But Pat and Neil are in their 80s, too. Is that correct?
Yeah. Pat's about, he's just a couple years older than my Charlie, and Pat's about 78 or 79 years old. And they swear by these technologies. They're not wellness consultants, but I'll tell you, lots of referrals come from them, and nobody shakes their tree as to whether or not these things work.
That is incredible. Bev, thank you so much. I saw that we, a couple thoughts crossed my mind is number one, that one of these days we're going to have Neil and Pat get on because I'm sure we'll just be laughing in stitches hearing all these incredible results from their perspective, and then also getting their friend Hines, the good doctor, on to get into some of the real magnetic technical engineering perspective of what our products are doing for people when we actually are utilizing them every single day. And so often we forget what we have until we remember to do that. I'm going to switch the order up here a little bit, looking at the clock, and I know Sandy Martin said that she needed to jet out the door. So, Sandy, if you're ready to share, and then we'll get right back in the lineup here and go to Barb and Lisa and so on. Sandy, do you want to go ahead and share your story? Because you had kind of an ice story, too, I believe.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Vince. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, we live in a wellness home, but it came about for us as Ken came up with technologies, we integrated them. It wasn't, you know, an overnight thing, and I could give a testimony on every single thing we've integrated, but I guess the one that surprised me the most was lactoferrin, and I really didn't know a lot about it, and I'm an active person. I've made it a habit for 25, 30 years to go to aerobics 3-4 times a week and walk our big German Shepherds every day. So it was a real shock to me when, I guess I can use the term, arthritis walked into my life. I'm like, I'm active, I eat good, this shouldn't happen to me, but it did. Didn't slow me down, except when I went to get up from tears, and it took me a few seconds, I was stiff, you know, to work it out. And I also, tottering on high heels, leaving the office, slid on black ice, hit a nerve in the back, and damaged it. The neurologist gave me medication and said, this should, I can't heal it, you know, I can't help it, but this should diminish the discomfort. Well, it didn't. It just made me sleepy, and I hate taking medication anyway. So lactoferrin walked on the scene. I said, I think I'll give this a try. I'm just going to see what happens here. 10 days after I started taking it, I have no longer had any discomfort at all in that area of my back, and all the stiffness went away.
Really?
I did not know that would happen.
Now, you're referring to utilizing lactoferrin, the same product that Beth just mentioned that Neil was using and being able to stand at the urinal. So you've utilized, so that was one more that you just added, and I guess the term that we like to use for people is we compone, or we add one component of wellness on top of the other so that we're just continuing to get all areas. As Nikan introduces new technologies and products, we just add one on top of the other. So lactoferrin was the one that you added
right,
to your regimen that you saw the major difference.
Right, and the synergistics that they talk about is absolutely true. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. So much.
Thank you.
Andy, appreciate it. Well, let's jump on to Barb Satterwhite. Barb, you had a pretty interesting story yourself.
Well, thanks, Vance. My big thing is lactoferrin, and I love it for a thousand reasons, but I'm going to tell you one this morning. And it's interesting because of the people that have already been on, how lactoferrin plays into their role as well. The biggie for me is, most recently, is in year 2002, I had my first bone density done. And at that time, I had a 1.3% decrease in the lumbar area. Not a major thing, but certainly some signs of osteopenia. I actually think in 2000 it was showing some osteopenia. In 2002, they recommended Fosamax, which I refused. In 2004, 2 years later, which is when you normally get your bone density repeated, I had a 5.2% decrease in the lumbar area and a 4.7% decrease in the left hip. Major. That's a huge, huge drop. Well, obviously, I was concerned. But one of the things that happened in 2001 was I went off my estrogen patch, went on our women's formula, had no symptoms, was proud of myself, but bottom line is that's probably why my density went so bad, so fast. So good and bad. But at the same time, obviously, the physicians, and this is not, we have to remember our physicians, if I go to my physician and he sees this kind of a decrease, he's got to recommend what he knows, and all he knows is the Fosamax, the Actinil, whatever. So he again recommended Fosamax, and I said, I really don't want to go the drug route. And at the same time, I'm very concerned. I don't want to be really stupid about this. But
we all should be when it comes to bone density.
Yeah, and so I went to a nurse practitioner, and we did some hormone testing, et cetera. But along, and I just knew our calcium had just come out in April of 2003, and it was August when I had this bone density that showed the big decrease. Well, I knew 6 months isn't going to make a major difference. You need to have a good probably year or so on anything. So I thought, you know what? My gut just said I really want to have a longer time on our calcium. Well, in 2004, October, lactoferrin came out, and I immediately started taking it. Had seen one of the studies about, I think, in New Zealand, where osteoporosis benefited from lactoferrin. So anyway, felt comfortable, got on both of those, and held off on any medications. And when I had my bone density done in 2006, so it's the 2 year later, I had an increase of 4% in my lumbar area.
Wow.
That doesn't happen on drugs.
And again, here, Barb, what I'm thinking of, all four of you that have shared so far, you guys are all you and Sandy and Bev and Eunice are all grandparent age. Can I be safe to say it that way so I don't get hate mail here?
Well, you're right.
Yeah. And yet you just celebrated a pretty milestone of a birthday, and you did. Why don't you share with everybody what you did to celebrate that? Because I was surprised when I opened the photo that you sent me via email.
And actually, it was before I had my bone density done in September. In August, I turned 60, and I wanted to do something that I've been thinking about. And so I jumped out of a plane at, I think, 8,000 feet.
And parachuted, okay? So people,
yeah.
These products are great, but they're not incredible. You can't jump out of a plane without a parachute, folks. So
right.
Don't
yeah.
try these things at home. But what I think what drives through my mind still is just so absolutely magnificent about what we have is here, 4 out of 4 are seeing improved in what Bev shared about her neighbors and then what, you know, Dr. Heinz from Germany has said. Where you're seeing things turn around and actually get better, whereas typically as we grow in age, things start to diminish. And you're seeing the opposite of that.
Oh, absolutely. And really, I mean, it's not an issue to play around with, obviously. And it's pretty scary when you know it's going that fast. But it's just incredible. And I've been on, obviously, the water, the magnets, all the nutritionals, and all of those I know benefit. I was still having my decrease. So the only thing major difference was in the last 2.5 years has been our calcium and our lactoferrin.
You know, and that's what's so amazing to me as we continue to compound one wellness product on the other is that we're going to see these. And if we don't, and it's like the statement I've heard so many times from so many people, if we can't afford wellness now, how in the world are we going to afford sickness later or sick care later? And you're a perfect example of that. So, Barb, thank you for sharing that. Let's move on to get someone closer to my age category here a little bit. Lisa, is it Hardgrove? Am I pronouncing that correct?
It's Hazelgrove.
Okay, spell that for me just so I have it on record here.
Okay, it's H-A-Z-E-L-Z-R-O-V-E.
There we go. Okay. All right, go ahead, Lisa. Share your story.
Okay. We probably won't have time today, but
abbreviated version.
Abbreviated. No, I'm going to tell you, I've got my son's story typed up, and he's going to be 16, so that might be a good one to go back to one day.
Absolutely.
All right. In 2002, I was diagnosed with osteopenia. I already had costochondritis. And in 2004, I had a bone scan done on my spine density, and it had decreased 0.7% from a previous one in 2002. And then in 2006, the bone scan and the spine density had increased 5.6%.
Wow.
Since the last scan of 2004. And what I did was started, like Barb, immediately when they came out with the lactoferrin, I was on it in 2004. When it came out with the calcium, I couldn't wait for that one. And also the joint. I thought, you know, if it's good for your elbows and your knees and all that, it's got to be good for your bones as well. And I guess I started out with 6 to 8 calcium per night and also 6 to 8 joints as
so
well.
So you were, okay, so you're basically doubling the joint and doubling, if not tripling, the amount of calcium, which what the bottle says.
Right.
Pretty close to. Okay.
I figured it couldn't kill me.
Sure. Well, when you're dealing with whole foods, you can't get too much of a whole organic product. Lisa, I'm curious now. You mentioned a couple conditions right up front when you shared your testimony. For those of us who are neophytes or not medical terminology prone here, is this something that you could actually feel in your body that caused discomfort? Or, I mean, were there symptoms, I mean, other than what showed up on tests?
There were symptoms, although they kept telling me that most people that have osteopenia don't have pain. I had an extreme a lot of pain.
Okay.
It was pretty much all over. My hands, when I'd sleep at night, I'd wake up the next morning, were extremely stiff and swollen. It took me maybe 10 minutes to get out of bed. I would roll out of bed because I was in so much pain and just stiff, and I just thank God I met Barbara and then you can.
And for the record, because you and I have met in person, and I'm, you know, those two questions you're never supposed to ask a female, you know, their age and then their weight, but you're how old or how young again?
I'm going to be 49 this year.
Okay, so I haven't even crossed over the 50 mark, and this is not something that somebody in their 40s should be dealing with typically.
No, I started menopause when I was 39.
Okay, so things got accelerated for you. And so you've seen a drastic turnaround then in the whole bone density and with the calcium in the joint and everything?
Oh, amazingly. I use the Palmex every night before going to bed. I like Leon. He says it gets the cobwebs out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it helps me relax and go to bed. I use the Kinko Wave on both hips and the back lumbar every night before I go to bed.
Just a few minutes on each side then?
Just a few minutes on each side, preventatively.
Okay.
I drink only pie water and only, I say it's God's vodka, and that's all I drink.
I've never heard, and being to Russia so many times, that is classic. I'll have to share that with my
I wear the back magnet preventatively, and I've been wearing the cardio stripes ever since that I got involved back in 2003.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and to switch gears on you here, Lisa, when I saw you last, I believe it was last summer, I did a double take, and I literally did not even recognize you, and I know I should. But you've kind of had last 12 months now, since Sneaking introduced Body Balance, you've had a pretty fun, there's a little less of you to love, can I say
yes.
It that way?
Yes, that's a good one.
What have your results been with the Body Balance?
Well, it's hard to say because I did the lifestyle weight and management before,
sure.
And I used the old Kenzen Plus.
Okay.
But I lost 20 pounds on that, and then I lost like another 16 pounds on the Body Balance.
Okay, so 36 total, and I'm going to guess inches-wise, you went from a size bigger to a size smaller?
Well, I went from a size, starting from the beginning, I went from a size 14 to a size 6.
14 to a size 6. So there's half of you.
There's half of me, yes.
Wow, that is so incredible. And that's just been basically in your journey with Nikan, so it hasn't necessarily been improved. And I can't help but think that drinking God's vodka, I think is the way you just termed it,
yeah.
The Pimag water,
yeah.
that would be a huge attribute for getting to the shape that you should be in the size and everything.
Mm-hmm. I really think it helped me get off a lot of my medications. I forgot to mention I was on 10 prescribed pills a day, too, when I first met Barbara.
So as they say in the South, you were a mess, weren't you?
All the mess.
Lisa, thank you for sharing that. I want to move on here since I'm the only guy talking so far on the call. I want to jump down to Jim Percival, who has had a whole myriad of different results with Nikan products. And as Dixie's Jim's wife is always the one that's keeping me up to date. Jim, you could take... Oh, literally 45 minutes yourself and share what Nikan has done for you. Give us the most recent things that have taken place in your life, if you will. Well, there was my fantastic, fancy lead-in, and I don't know if, Jim, you're still muted, but we can't hear you at this point, so maybe we'll come back. Let me move on to Joe, and Joe, I didn't even catch your last name.
Kelly.
Joe, what was it?
Kelly.
Okay, spell that for me.
A-E-L-L-E-Y.
A-L-L-E-Y. Okay. And, Joe, I have not talked to you ever before. Your story was just kind of sent on to me from our good friends Ron and Lynn Dillman in Mount Shasta. And you're in, I believe it's New Mexico, Phoenix, or?
I'm in Arizona.
You're in Arizona. Okay. And so, Joe, share with us your story. And I know it's hard to... encapsulated into just a few minutes, but you've had a pretty interesting road or journey with Nikan as well. Is that correct?
Yes. I believe that I'm alive and well today because of Nikan. And I'll tell you why. My kidneys were shedding down. I was swollen. I couldn't drive. I was so weak. And the doctors didn't have any real answers for about 3 or 4 days until they came up with IgA neutropenia.
Okay, now explain that, because that just went right over my head.
It's a disease that is in the kidneys. It, I don't know exactly how technically to explain it, but the way the doctor told me was that my kidneys were developing holes, and they would be shedding down. So in the process, they had no medicine or any way to stop it. What happened was I had become familiar with a couple of guys over in Neekin, and they happened to have a magnetic mattress pad, which he brought over to my house, and he said, I don't know if it'll help you or not, but here's what you can do. Lay on it, see if you have any, if it helps you at all. After 3 days and three nights, the fourth night at 4 o'clock in the morning, I jumped out of bed, and I've been up and ever since.
Wow.
So there's a lot more to the story than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I can understand, but
put,
you,
bring
you have
it,
gone back to
close
bed since then, though, right?
You have a lot of people that you need to talk to, but that's basically how it is. Whenever I feel weak, I lay on that pad and I'm fine.
Okay.
But I haven't had any... I'm sorry.
I know I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm curious, have you been back to the doctor and been tested? I mean, when you have holes, if you're... If your kidneys have holes in them, are they rebuilding themselves, or what's going on now?
What they explained to me was that I had contracted a disease that usually children get before the age of 12. And after 5 years, the kidneys would start shutting down, and I would have to go on dialysis and so forth and so on. I'm 66 today. This happened in 98, and I haven't had any incidents that I'm aware of. I talked to the doctor about it. He was amazed. I explained to him what happened, and he said, okay, whatever works. That's the only answer he had for me.
Of course.
He didn't, because from what he said, since it has worked and they did some examinations and so forth and so on, and I have an appointment at the doctor coming up. And so far, I'm still here and going strong.
Wow. And so you've been on the products for how long now?
Well, actually, my family bought the whole package, so I had the mattress pad and all of the things that went with it at that time. I know it has changed from back then because I think I started in early 1997, so somewhere in there.
Okay.
But getting involved with it, but I was working at the time, so I couldn't really get involved with the company as much as I would have liked to. But it was fortunately for me that he brought the mattress pad, or in the condition I was, I didn't think that I was going to make it until I had the pad. Once I laid down on that pad and felt the energy come back to my body, it's hard to explain, but when you've been strong and been active and doing the things that I had done, working hard all of my life, to be that weak and to come back after sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad that the doctors just scratched their head and said, okay, I heard that, but I don't know if I've anyway, that was his reaction to it. He did not understand it, didn't know anything about it, but
Well, Joe, you just said something that I think personifies all of our desires as human beings, that if we had the privilege of enjoying an aspect of life, and then as we get older, all of a sudden we can't do those things anymore, and then all of a sudden have the opportunity to be able to partake in them again, that's a big deal.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed it is. So that's why I'm here this morning to give this testimony, so that it will help someone, because it certainly helped me and continues to help.
Yeah, because typically I've never dealt with a kidney failure or something, but I know people who have that I'm close to, and it's not a pretty picture going on dialysis and what that entails, and usually that's pretty much a death sentence.
Exactly. Well, for me, I haven't had to go on dialysis. My kidneys function. What he said was the only thing that they knew of, in fact, I looked it up on the Internet today, and they talk about two things, actually, and one is the fish oil. He said, the only thing we know that you can take that may help is fish oil. So I take fish oil every day. And that was it. There was no...
That was the only thing they could recommend.
Yes. When I there was three or four doctors looking at me. Three of them, I think, were kidney specialists, and they were scratching their head. I said, how are we going to proceed with this? How are you going to help me? And they said, we don't know.
Hmm.
And when you have doctors looking at you and saying, we don't know how to help you, would you have contracted in your body is a disease that you shouldn't have anyway, because you're way above, you know, 8 or 9 or 10, 12 years old. So they were really perplexed, and so was I, for that matter. My family was concerned, and, you know, it was a rough time. But because of the mattress pad, after sleeping 3 days, because that's all I could do. I laid in bed and watched television, and I laid on the mattress pad.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I think that, number one, there's so many people out there that can be helped just by you sharing that, because if we do take your suggestion and just literally laying on the mattress pad and utilizing the products and the components of the Wellness Home, and we have fish oil in our omega-3 capsule that's part of the Kenzen packs for both men and women, and some of us need to be taking more. I love the way that Dave Stoltzfus describes it, that, you know, when the terror level in our country was raised 6 years ago as a result of, you know, people that have decided, you know, we're going to attack. And, it's the same way in our body. When our body goes through things like what you're just saying, well, we have to raise our, you know, the wellness level. And we've got to start utilizing things, whether it's fish oil, whether it's a magnetic mattress pad, whether it's increasing more good PIMAG optimized water, better quality air. It's the whole component of that wellness moment. And Joe, I appreciate you sharing, because I know your story is going to impact lots of people. Do we have Jim Percival back on the line with us or not? Okay. Well, is there anybody else that in the few minutes that we have left here that wants to jump in here that I didn't previously speak with in the last couple weeks via email or on the phone that wants to pop on here?
Dan.
Yes.
This is Dixie.
Go ahead. Well, what am I thinking? I should have asked, you know, for the head of the home. Well, actually,
no,
you know.
Yeah, we actually forgot the phone call.
Well, go ahead, Dixie. I'll let you share on Jim's behalf.
Jim's right here.
Okay, well, we'll let Jim share on his behalf then.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jim.
About the lactoferrin?
Well, you can share whatever you want. We're going to let you be the last and final person to share their testimony, but I know you've had quite a few. The one that I remember when I spoke to you on the phone after you'd had some heart issues and about not being able to keep up with Dixie at the mall, and then you started running laps around her as a result.
In 2004, I had, that whole year, I had 3 heart attacks. And in October of 2004 is when they came out with the lactoferrin. And after LaVon said, well, we're going to try this on you and see what it does. After the first pill, or the first capsule, my carotid pain stopped. I didn't have any more carotid pain at all. And I've been taking it every day since then. My heart ejection rate in October was 17%, which was just there. I mean, I was just there. I wasn't functional. And I went back to the doctor in January 2005. My heart ejection rate was 44%. And it just keeps coming up.
Wow.
It's up around 50, 52 right now. And that's really unheard of after 3 major heart attacks.
And, Jim, I can ask you without any inhibitions whatsoever, how young are you?
I'm 63.
Okay. So would you attribute just saying to somebody who's suffered from a heart condition that, you know, lactoferrin is the only way to go, that, you know, none of the other components of what people shared thus far, they need to use any of those, just stick with lactoferrin?
No, well, you still need to feed your body with good vitamins and minerals and that type of stuff, too. And it all helps. Of course, we're doing all the need for nutrition, and we're trying to control our weight with the weight loss program that they have. And it's just everything in combination has helped me quite a bit. And if it wasn't for Neek, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, and I know there's many others. And you mentioned LaVon Wagenbach and her husband Cy. Just a couple weeks ago had a heart attack.
Yeah, he sure did.
And the doctors could not believe that a man at his stage could bounce back as quickly as he did. And he tried to explain the products to him, and it kind of was all Greek to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whatever reasons, I'm not here to beat up on the medical community. It's just, you know, when you're not taught it, you don't know, and that mode that all of us have to go through as wellness consultants is that discovery of wellness that we need to take the time to investigate. And when we do that and discover what Nikan has to offer, it can change our lives. And I think I want to sum it up with this. Again, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the call, being at Nikan this last week and seeing the spirit behind where this company wants to go, and then rereading the most current issue of Living Well magazine and what Nikan wants to bring to the table and where they want to take the opportunity that we have as wellness consultants is just unparalleled to anything that's out there. And I really think we need to, as Bob Richards says, we need to pick up the pace, you know, start jogging a little faster. We've been walking for too long. So I want to thank everybody, Eunice, Bev, Sandy, Barb, Lisa, Joe, and Jim for sharing. You guys' stories will impact hundreds and thousands of people's lives in the way you just shared it from your perspective. And I know that there are many, many other stories out there that we've never heard, and so we'll do this again. And again, thank you guys for being on the call. I appreciate it greatly.
You're welcome.
Want to remind everybody to don't forget, you've got to wake up tonight at 2 a.m. All right, no, you really don't have to. Before you go to bed tonight, don't forget to turn your clock forward, else you'll be late for church tomorrow, and you'll all be messed up. And don't worry, don't panic. Just as Y2K kind of came and went without a glitch whatsoever, all those fearmongers that want us to live in fear and operate in the spirit of fear, don't worry, everything will cycle through. Trust me. Okay? God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So don't freak out. The clock will change. Your computer will be okay. Your cell phone will be okay. So, but those manual ones, make sure you set them forward an hour, and then you'll be on to your week we should be. So you guys, thank you for everyone that's joined us today. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
And I have a question about the bonus points. All the beeps and jiggers. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah, incredible, Vera. Incredible.
Are you there, Van?
Are you there?
Morning.
Morning. Who's this?
Hi, Ray. Jim Curry.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. Good. Boy, I can recognize your voice.
Yeah. I was on this call, advance call. Is it the same number we use for the advance call?
Hey.
Okay. I've put it
well used.
So how are you today?
Good. That was a good call Vance had.
Actually, I missed it. I was on a different call, but I just got the last call when the one guy was talking about, life is saved. Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Good morning. Is Vance on yet?
No. Good morning.
Who's asking for Vance?
Okay, well, this is Tara McGuire. If you could explain for him, for me, to him when he comes on, that I'm going to be muted most of the time. I'm hosting Humans Being More this morning, getting set up.
Well, maybe someone else on the phone can help. What's your question?
I don't have a question. I'm plugging in for the Challenger call. I thought, am I?
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. Okay.
Is that Ray?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. Is anybody running the show this morning or what?
I don't know. I think Jim is.
Yes, I am. And you're a poor
Ruth get on, and Tim Nihil. Ruth is actually doing a luncheon at her house today. I didn't recall her saying last week there wasn't going to be a call. Did you?
She didn't
say
anything.
What? You know what I'm doing? I do have I'm all mixed up. Is it 8 o'clock for Golds every Saturday and 8:30 for everybody the first Saturday?
No, it's 8 o'clock for Platinum. So you should be on Mary Lou Reardon's call as a Gold.
Actually, Vance is doing the Gold.
Oh, yes. Okay. I think, I don't know what number that is. This is the Platinum call.
Yeah, you're right. He does 8:30, right? You guys go
yes.
for about a half an hour?
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, then you can't reel that message for me, and I'm just interrupting needlessly.
You have his home phone?
Sure. I'll take care of it. You guys have a good call.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, there's just phone conferences going all over, isn't there?
So, what's going on in your life, Jim?
Well, I did some excellent three-ways this last week, and felt real good because on my little resume program, I sent out 19 and got 9 replies, so that meant that 9 fish were nibbling.
Boy, that's good. Now, you send out, where do you send those to?
Well, what I do is I tap into a national recruiting firm's resume list, and I'll pick a city, and I'll pick sales or health sales or pharmaceutical sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing, and then the list pops up. And I'll send out a form letter to them. And then I get replies, and sometimes I get very few. This time I only sent out 19, and I got 9 back, so.
That's pretty darn good.
As we know, it's a lot of people, as soon as they find out it's network marketing, or they might not be interested. But there are some that, are interested and follow up on them and did some excellent three-ways with Shard as an excellent three-way and just had very good results. So I'm excited about that.
Very good. Very good. It's a good way of doing it. At least you're getting some new contacts, and the whole idea is you never know who's looking, that's all.
That's right. I picked up a real good one, and it, so many people, as we know, in fact, this one person I did sign up, he said, when you work for a Japanese company, Japanese corporation, and you reach the age of 60, you better start looking for a job, because you're going to be moved on. And that's kind of cold, but that's what his experience has been.
That's not what the only Japanese company.
Well, that's true.
And I think it's going to... I used to own a business.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's static.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know.
Anyway, I used to own a business, and it was
right.
A small business that had 20 employees. And it was very difficult when someone got older. The older they were, the more my insurance premium cost was.
Oh, sure, sure.
And of course, I, and then also, they were dependable people, but then you generally had to pay them a little more because, you know, they were experienced and, you know, they wanted more money. You had to pay more, insurance do more. And a job is only worth so much. You know,
that's
I hate
right.
to say that, but, you know, like I had a retail store, and they're generally the older ones worked in the store. They didn't go into outside sales. So they were on a salary basis or hourly basis, and they worked, you know, I could have another girl on the floor that's 30 years younger for $2 an hour less and probably move faster than she
mm-hmm.
did. And
mm-hmm.
it was, it's a tough deal. That's why I like to talk to people about building that security and a second income, because when you get older, you don't want to work harder, and the competition gets stiffer.
Yes,
nowadays,
it does.
The computer system, man, people get nervous. Anyway, I'm sure you didn't want to hear me lecture you on small business.
I have to share something with you. I have a good friend that has a insurance agency or part of a large group of insurance agencies, and she talks about the human resources. If they're going to, you know, let somebody go or whatever, they've got to go through human resources. And I went, when I owned my business, there was no. I said, I remember a gal come in, went to work for us, and I fired her at noon. That was the human resource right there. And I said,
you were the human resources.
Right. You can pick up your check right now, or you can wait till 5 o'clock. Either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly changed a lot, but glad I'm not involved in it.
Somebody's on there, but, well, evidently Ruth is not going to get on, and
I just
okay,
got on.
Okay, well.
This is Ralph.
Oh, hi, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ray.
Good, good. Jim Curry's on the line, too.
Jim, how are
hi,
you?
Hi, Ralph. Doing well.
Good. You're up in the Midwest, right? Nope.
Down in Portland.
Portland, okay.
Well, we're having a nice day down here today.
Well, we're supposed to get the Pineapple Express coming through.
Well, I live in Camas.
Okay.
Yeah, well, are you expecting a lot of rain today also, or?
Well, I see the sun right there now.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, it's nice here now, but we're expected to, I think it's later today and then tonight, and they're really gearing up because there's people up here in the flood area. It's going to hit the areas that are flooded last year, and that Pineapple Trust brings a lot of rain in a hurry. And, you know, we've already, in the last 5 minutes, 5 months, I saw in the news yesterday, gotten our annual in rain, amount of rain in the last 5 months.
Well, you know, right up the Columbia Gorge at Stevenson, they've had like 14 inches of rain in 30 days.
Well,
houses are sliding down, and, you know, just because of the ground being so wet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's, you get the soil super saturated, you're going to see trees coming over. I mean, you get that ground saturated, and the roots don't have anything to hang on to anymore. A little breeze, and that down they go.
But anyway, I enjoyed, Ray, I enjoyed the, your, we were talking about the rhythm of Nikan, and you were mentioning about being a business owner and how if you had a poor month, you couldn't tell your employees, or if you had a good month, you couldn't tell your employees.
Right.
If you had a good month, then they wanted a raise.
Yeah, if you had a bad month, then you get worried about their job, then the good ones leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just being lonely at the top. Well, why don't we just, Jim, what was your highlights of the day, of the month, of the week?
Well, basically, my highlights of the meet with, of the week was making the three-ways.
Making the three-ways. Were you not accustomed to three-way calling?
No, I do it all the time.
They do it.
But he just turned out to be very good.
Ralph, were you on the line when he was sharing with me how he gets his leads?
Yeah, I heard that. He's in fact, I think he said that a while back. I heard him talking about that. Do you have to pay for that service, or are you just kind of sneak in a back door there?
I back door.
You back door. That's what I kind of thought. I didn't want to ask that pointedly, but I kind of got the impression.
How do I get him back on the...
We got somebody
else here on. How about you? What are your highlights of the day or the week?
Well, I've got one of my distributors is finally decided to... a wellness consultant, I guess. I'm old school, Jim. Has finally seen what Nikan has to offer and has finally decided to take charge of his life and go forward. And we're doing an in-home with him and some potential business builders this evening.
Calling to say that her husband's surprised.
Well, actually, you have two.
I have another one in about, only crying. About another 20 minutes.
He was playing the cup. So that.
No, I mean, you have another distributor that's been in a while that wants to start doing the business also.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot that. And they're out at Dennis and Roost right now. Yes, went out a week ago and visited with them and found out what they were interested in, what their vision was, and kind of explained where we need to go to get that, and they're off and running.
They're not there yet because I'm picking them out.
Yeah, that's right.
Jim, Ralph, his wife made a brilliant observation. I was telling Ralph, I was working with this other couple. I've worked with them for years, and I mean probably 7-8 years, and tried every way to help them see the vision, do this and that, mm-hmm. and you know, and I just couldn't get him going, and he just didn't seem to be interested. And I attributed it to the fact that they had, you know, sufficient amount of money to live the way they wanted to live, and she was really into selling product and blah 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 and all this other stuff. But I just couldn't get anywhere. Then Ralph was down there, and I said and talked to him one time, and they're ready to go. And I thought, boy, Ralph, I don't know what you told them, but I'm
and then
really
Mary shot it all down, that. Didn't she?
Pardon?
I said, and then Mary shot it all down for me.
Yeah. But I was telling Ralph, I said, I don't know what you told them, but I've been working all this time, and I haven't gotten anywhere, and so I'm really proud of you what you did. And then tell them what Mary said, Ralph.
Mary said the timing was just right then. The time had not been right up till then, and now the time was right.
Right.
It all came down to that. Now, and they had a reason now where he had a reason now where he didn't have before, and so it just hit me like a ton of bricks, because it just dawned on me people process things at a different rate, and and that old saying that Jeff and American said for years. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person, and you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. It didn't matter what we told Bruce. He just didn't have a need at the time. As soon as he had a need, and Ralph went down there, and the student was ready, and the teacher appeared, and Ralph explained to him what again what this is all about, and he just bought into it. The timing was right, and that was quite an awakening for me again. Just reaffirming what we preach all the time that you know, if someone's, there's no rejection. If people are not interested, there's nothing to do with us, nothing to do with Nikian or products, anything. All it is they don't have a need or they don't have the vision.
You know, sometimes also, Ray, we, you know, you look back when we first started, actually in network marketing, not necessarily with Nikian, but the day we started network marketing, okay? You could have been a Nikian for X number of years and suddenly start network marketing. But it's the basics. We always find ourselves going back to the basics. Am I being heard? Is anybody here?
I'm listening.
Okay. I thought it's awful quiet on this line.
No. I hear us, can you?
Hey, who just joined us?
Well, this is Tandy from Virginia, and I've been listening from the beginning, and I've been thinking, gee, only two people.
What call are you looking for?
I was looking for the call that Bruce Williams usually has at 11 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock their time.
The Challenger call?
Yes.
Are you a Platinum?
No, I was just listening in.
Oh, okay. That's all right then. Which group are you in?
We're under Dennis and Ruth Williams, ultimately.
Yeah.
No, we're in their line. We're down under Kimo Zhao.
Kimo Zhao?
Yep. He's under Denny and Shore.
Oh, Denny and Shore. Okay. Well, you have a cohort on the line then here, too. He's under Denny and Shore. I'm Ray Schwab, with, and I'm Diamond under Ruth and Dennis also.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm Ralph Powers, and I'm a Platinum under, let's see, who am I under? Oh, Ray Schwab. The nicest guy in Nikian. There's a lot of truth in that statement. Let's put it this way. I don't know if he's the nicest, but I haven't met anybody nicer yet.
Thank you, Ralph.
And he qualifies for Nikian then.
Yes, he does.
Well, do you have any questions you'd like to ask, or?
Well, I do have a couple questions. They might be too elementary.
No, nothing. You just heard Ralph say, go back to the basics, so you just ask. Don't worry about that.
Well, one question was in our special bonus options for March. We have the double point toward the event in Cancun. Do those points count double for advancing in rank in the month of March?
No, they do not.
Okay.
No.
Wanted to check. I had a downline who was saying, gee, can I get the senior with 750 points instead of 1,500? And so I don't know about that.
No, they only, that's why they do not show up on your genealogy report.
Uh-huh.
And you can track them, but they're only good for the contest, right?
Contest. Okay, that's great. We are rising platinums. We just have a few levels to get there. We're at bronze at the moment. But we're interested in what you're talking about as far as resumes. What?
Okay, that's Jim Currier. He's Jim, do you know it, Karen?
No, I don't. Go ahead and ask your question.
Someone was talking about how they were putting out an ad looking for resumes for people who were interested in developing a business. Is that how that was working?
I don't put out an ad. I put out a form letter over the Internet.
I see. Okay. And how do you choose who the form letter goes to?
Just by the names in front of me that I pick up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I really can't offend anybody because I send it to them. If they don't like it, they delete it.
That's right.
Or I have one fellow that he said he wanted a job that paid $60,000 a year. And when he sent me back his reply, of course, it had to be a smart reply, and he said anything under $200,000 a year and da da da. I don't like you right now, so there's no reason to carry this on.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, good for you.
Send it out right away. Do you use a particular search engine?
Say that again, please.
Do you use a particular search engine to determine who you want to send to, or do you just...
There's several out there. You can just go under a Google search on recruiting.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But it's fun. It's just like anything else. You're just out there fishing. You throw your fly on the water, and you're going to get a nibble.
That's right.
And well, it just depends what the individual likes to do, you know.
That's one of the things I'm learning better is there are lots of ways to approach and needing to refine, okay, what is it that is most effective for me right now at this point in time, and stay
mm-hmm.
with one thing and really use it rather than being so diversified, perhaps.
And, you know, Ray, what you were talking about was the fellow said the timing is right now. But when you hit one of those things, when you hit a person like that and you get a response, man, you get excited.
Yeah,
it's, and you know something, what Ralph did with this person was an absolutely perfect too. He when they said they were interested, he said, "Why are you interested?" And not why, no, don't make a big deal about it. Just say, "Oh, is that right? What is it that you're looking for?"
Uh-huh.
And so he spent a lot of time determining their why and getting them emotionally involved in the decision to. Take a look at this as a business as opposed to just buying product before. And that's what this is really all about, is remember helping them out. So he did a really good job on that. And Ralph, do you have any comments about that at all?
Not really. Basically, you know, they've been in for I don't know how long, and she's got a background in retail, both management and sales, and he was in a collection agency. So they both have dealt with the public before, but they had never done anything. And when it came up, I can't remember. I had a phone call with them, and then we set a time to go down and meet with them. And my first question was, why do you want to do it? What do you want that you don't have right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I got everything. You know, some people are kind of reticent in sharing that to start with. His comment was, he says, "I'd like to take a month's vacation to Italy and do it first class." And his wife just kind of grinned and said, "I'd like to go with him." And so there was something there. There's no question about that. But then I think the key at that point for me was they've got money. They're living in a very nice, I don't know what you'd call it, a retirement, a senior living area, and it's very, very nice. And they were, by the time they got done with all the dues and assessments and everything, more money was going out than was coming in, and they can't, you know, the comment was they can't keep that up. And I said, so bottom line, I said, if you could start putting $5 in the bank each month as opposed to taking five out, that would be good for you. And oh yes, that would be great. Now what the actual figure is, and I try to stay away from that, you know, planting that seed in their mind. I like them to give it to me because then it's theirs. You give it to them and it's yours.
Sure.
And so I know they want more income. Exactly what they really want to do with it. She's got a mission that she wants to help people in another area, but I still don't feel I've got their full vision, but they're starting to think about it. And that's a key, getting them to think about what they don't have.
And today I am taking them over to Ruth and Dennis's house, so we'll be in the car for at least an hour, hour and a half. And so that's what I'm going to work on again, is get them emotionally involved in what they're looking for. Money, you know, people can't relate to money. I do know they have been involved with me again for 8 or 9 years, and she has tried, worked so hard. improve their economics in the central area in Seattle. And so she spent a great deal of time down there, brought a lot of people to the meeting, and it just didn't work out for her. And there's various reasons. I don't want to get into them now. But, you know, instead of what I want to get across to her today, instead of taking care of herself first, she was concerned about helping the world, curing the world, and helping the underprivileged achieve a level they've never achieved before in their life. And it just does not work.
And that's kind of a key, too. I think I brought that up when we were meeting with them. It's awful hard to help the needy when you find yourself as one of them. I worded it such that it doesn't make them sound destitute, but got the message across. Ray, I read a quote in this book by Maxwell, Dare to Dream. If there was a dream to sell, what would you buy?
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, any other Karen, was it?
Oh, Sandy. Sandy from Virginia.
Oh, okay. Where at in Virginia, by the way?
I'm midway between Richmond and D.C.
Oh, okay. I have some people in Virginia, but they're a little farther west, I think.
We have contacts over in Harrisonburg along in the Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah, I think
that's
over in Harrisburg. They're closer to that area.
Uh-huh. Beautiful area. Our son and daughter-in-law live over there.
I was stationed at Fort Eustis, Virginia, in the Army. Do they still have that Army post there?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
We're right off the Naval Base, Naval Surface Warfare Center, Dahlgren.
I was in the Army, so we didn't hitchhike much. We didn't go into Richmond and those other towns because there's too many Navy guys there.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of Navy around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Was that World War I, Ray?
No,
that's the Civil War.
He was talking about Desert Storm, I'm sure.
Thank you. That's Vietnam. I went to helicopter repair school there, and I left from there directly to Vietnam.
Oh.
So it was a good time, though. I enjoyed it. Anyway, well, anyone else have any questions? Our half hour's up here, and I think they might have another call coming on.
Well, thank you for allowing me to listen in.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome, yes.
Look forward to meeting you in person. Are any of you going down to Austin?
I am not able to go. I have something, another conflict up here, so I will not be there.
Uh-huh.
But I have a lot of people going.
And we're excited about meeting some folks down there next couple weeks.
Well, you'll have a good time.
Okay,
thank you again.
Good.
God bless your week.
Pardon?
Thank you again, and God bless your week.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Marion.
Bye,
Ralph.
Bye, Candy.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We've got Sue on the call. Who else is with us? Okay. We have Sue and Vance and then five other people who are lying. We have five other people who are too shy. It's okay. Even if you're not a gold, you can let us know you're on the call. We won't tell anybody.
Hi, Vance. Dean and Dan are here, and we are gold. Hi. We just got on, so I don't know what you've been doing.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about you, right, Sue? That we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's why the ears were burning. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got. What's today? Today is Gotcha Day. It's March 10th, 2007. We've got Sue, we've got Dan and Jean. Anybody else want to admit that they're on the call?
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jean.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
those of you who are being anonymous, I'll tell you what one of the new products is that I saw with my very own eyes on Thursday afternoon, if you admit that you're on the call.
We admitted it.
See, and that still doesn't get them to come out of the high closet. They just, you know, and it may be people that were just so excited to hear all the testimonies this morning, they forgot to hang up, and they've left it on speakerphone or something, and they're still connected. Line. Who knows? I don't know.
Probably.
Okay.
That was an excellent call, too.
It was. You know, other than Lisa Hazelgrove being 49,
mm-hmm.
I don't take this the wrong way, Sue, because I know you won't. I almost want to title it, 60 and over and still kicking, you know?
Absolutely.
Because every single one of those people that shared, either they shared or, you know, like Beverly Ford shared about her old neighbors, or former neighbors, Pat and Neil, in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, it's just an awesome CD to be able to hand to somebody is to get up in age and say, you know, you might hear something on here that you might strike a chord with you. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun. So, well, let's get underway here. What has happened since we talked 2 weeks ago, you guys? Bring me up to speed.
Well, I have signed up to new wellness consultants. The one
lady
has put in her order for $500. She can't afford to do much more than that right at the moment.
Now, did that happen in March, or did that happen before?
No, that was the first March. That was,
all right, so that's
1,000
points towards Mexico for you.
That's due to me putting on 10 mag steps on people during February. And both of those people are referrals that have wanted to do the mag steps also.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that part. And then last Saturday I did get on the call thinking that we were going to go ahead and have a little discussion, but Ruth Williams was the one doing the call.
I am so sorry. I always
fine. I listened to part of that and learned a lot.
I've heard through the grapevine because I was on an airplane. I was at
North Carolina
Expo, and so I was speaking literally while that was going on, but I've heard from numerous people said, oh, Vance, that was incredible because I guess Morten and Cecil Anderson shared from Norway. Yeah, I heard some great things about that. The first of the month, I always forget, the first of the month is always Ruth. She hijacks the call. So,
yeah, okay.
Well, she doesn't hijack it, but you know what I mean.
No, that's fine, and I realized that in the email that the first Saturday then is Ruth, and that's okay too, you know, but... But so anyway, and I don't mean to take all the time away from Gene, but I did contact a couple people here that, you know, saying that I wanted to host the Rhythm of the Nican for May.
Uh-huh.
But the guidelines are that it has to be a platinum. So,
really?
So I'm trying to talk to one of the two girls that are platinums in Helena, and see if one of them won't come over to Kalispell.
Roseanne Donahue will do that for you.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't, tell her I told her that she needs to.
Yeah.
Just use my name.
Okay.
Tell her that Vance is going to beat you up if you don't do this for me.
Yeah.
No.
She has quite a few downline there in Kalispell also, so she would benefit by coming over and helping.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay, Gene.
Hey, Jane, the floor is yours. You and Dan, what's happening for you guys?
Just wait to see where Dan went. I don't know where he is. Dan, are you still here? Okay, anyway, and so don't worry about taking up our time. I think you had a lot more to say than I do this time, but I will say we have our newest consultant, who's actually been on board for 2 or 3 months, but she just finally went on auto ship, and she, as we understand, is going to use her income tax return to at least do her 500, if not her not go to senior. She might even be able to do that. That's exciting. And then also we had a surprise order, somebody that signed up, I guess he's second level to us, right, Dan? Signed up last month and was going to buy a lot of stuff but hadn't, and all of a sudden, thank goodness it was in March, not February, since we get double for it. He put in a $5,000-something order this week, and
wow.
It wasn't like the whole wellness home, but they did order the new bed, and it turns out his wife, unbeknownst to us, is an amateur chef, and she just fell in love with what she had, the cookware. So
okay, now hold the phone, Gene. I have to temper you down a little bit because my mind is racing. The little hamster is computing all this as it's running around the treadmill up in my brain. They put in a $5,000 order, so that's 10,000 points towards Mexico, correct?
Right.
Okay. Here's my goal for you guys. And I'm standing here jotting a note, and I just wrote myself a note to email Ruth Williams and put out an email to all the golds, just the golds, because she can, you know, send an email just the golds, titled, Wanna Go to Mexico. This is what I'm going to change this, the focus of this call from now until next October, is ensuring that if you're on this call, that we're going to be in Mexico together.
Yay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, that is going to be the crux of it, along with all the other things that we need to be doing, because the purpose of the whole Challenger program is to get us, you know, as we stated in the beginning, and we'll state it again, as golds, we want to be solid, qualified golds so that we're on the auto program, that we're, you know, letting Nikan pay for a car, and so that before we even think about making it to platinum, that we've got those at least three solid legs working and functioning, because you guys, I cannot tell you how many people I talk to that are platinums, and they're so weak in the structure that President's Club, I mean, that's the furthest thing from their mind,
yeah,
because they're just not solid. And so that's always going to be the number one focus. So right behind that, with what has been announced for Mexico, there is absolutely no reason, and I love the way that Dave Stoltzfus stated it on Monday night Pathfinder's call, and if you guys have not listened to that, listen to the recording, and I encourage you. I'm going to get on, I'll just call Dennis and Nancy Bryan and have them make that, just that 20, 25-minute segment with Dave Stoltzfus available in a CD form, so people, and I might even convince Brad Huddleston to put it, make it a permanent thing on his website, because that challenge, as Dave put, and I don't know where I put my notes, but he said something along the lines, if you can't build this business with what Nikan's given us now, you might want to consider switching careers. I've never heard anybody say it so strongly. I'll tell you, after flying home yesterday, or late last night, and spending most of Thursday afternoon at headquarters and then doing the wellness preview that night, I'll tell you, I met a gentleman, and I don't remember, here, I'll pull out his business card because I don't remember his name, Kurt Full. He is a CPA. He's the Chief Operating and Financial Officer for Nikan. I never met him before. I had no idea what his title was or what he did. And he handed me his card, and he said, you know, Vance, I'm not very good with names and faces, so here, this will, you know, help you. And so I swapped cards with him, and I said, well, here, I'll tell you what. If I'm doing my job as a wellness consultant and you're doing your job as the CFO or whatever it is, we'll probably never have any reason to talk to each other. And he kind of looked at me, and eyebrows went up, and I said, because you do your job, and I'll do my job, and there's no reason why we should talk to each other. There really isn't. And what was really funny, to back up a little bit prior to that, and this all has a point, just bear with me here, and I'll bring it full circle. He said, when Lily Beth Matthews, who is the President's Club rep, introduced me to him, he said, and what, you're here on what capacity? I said, oh, I'm a Diamond Wellness consultant. Been with the company a few years. He's like, oh, okay, so you're a customer. That really got me thinking, and this is why. Here is a guy who is a CPA, and he looks at wellness consultants as customers.
Hmm.
And that's exactly what we are. We are nothing more than customers who are referring more customers to Nikan. And if we're doing our job as wellness consultants, as customer gatherers, then that makes him look better as the CPA of Nikan. And I've been pondering that all Thursday afternoon, and from the fact of we really have a job to do, and we need to, you know, step up the game. And based on, you know, Dave Stoltzfus' comments Monday night, I've been carrying Dave's message anytime I've got a little lull time and just rewinding it and listening to it again. It really was amazing to hear it from that perspective. And what's going on right now with double volume remarks, when you guys, when we talk to people, our attitude should be this. And I just signed up a gal Thursday afternoon, and she ordered $1,000 worth of water products, just the undercounter unit and the optimizer. And I literally tried to talk her out of it. I said, now look at, if Pam, if this is going to be a big burden for you guys all in one lump sum, you know, we could split it up. You know, you could order some one item this month and order, no, Vance, let's just go ahead and do it. Let's get it done with. I said, you sure? She's so much afraid to drink nasty water because they've been to our home enough times and had good water. And then on top of that, I got her so, I guess you could call it water washed or brainwashed, into realizing what high alkaline, optimized, oxygenated water will do for the body. And it's because I said that would be the main thing to get the body in the condition to fight off cancer. One of her close friends is diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's got her thinking. And this is a gal who's in great shape, who exercises, who eats right, you know, bop, 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 bop. And so now the brain's in. But anyways, that's 2,000 points for Vance and Stacy to go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm halfway there for this month. But it's the 10th. We got 21 days left, so we got 3 full weeks. I am working aggressively, and when I talk to people, I'm going to approach it just like any insurance salesman would do or any corporate America company that, you know, is a sales rep, that, you know, companies put together these incentives. They dangle the carrot in front of us or in front of them, and they work towards it. My father-in-law is working within one of the insurance companies to win a Panamanian cruise, a 10-day cruise to Panama. Well, that's a big deal. He's never been on a cruise before. And he's looking at taking his daughter and son-in-law with him, so I'm pretty excited for him to win that.
Mm-hmm.
For good reason. So when you're talking to people, especially this month, don't be shy in telling them, hey, I'm really excited because Meekin's put together this really neat contest, and I'd like to win it. And so anything I do this month counts as double. So I'm not trying to use you to get double for me. And by the way, this is open for anybody. And if you're really serious, in the next few months, we could get you on this all-inclusive, you know, all-expense trip to Mexico. Now, you got to say that hesitantly, because when you read the fine print, they will have to purchase their convention ticket or leadership summit ticket, whatever it's called.
And their airfare.
And their airfare. Thank you, Tara. Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, I'm here. I just have to mute. We're doing humans being more.
How's it going?
It's good. We're getting set up, getting ready. Got the music cocking and rolling. So.
Okay, and what was the final count for the Tara, you guys, Sue and Dan and Jean? Tara is hosting a Humans Being More this weekend with Jeff Isom as the facilitator. What was the final count on that?
Let me check on the registration table. 48.
Mm. Fantastic. And how many?
Yeah.
How many of those are first timers?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it in depth. I'm just happy to be here.
Well, Tara, let's field the call to you. What's taken place for you in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I'm really excited about the contest. It just really helped the rest of my team to fall in line with my goals. If I put that eloquently, I don't know. But even if not everybody hits their goals, it'll still help me to hit my long-running goal, platinum and PC, by the end of the year. So by the time the contest is over, and I believe in the people in place that have what it takes to get it done, I'll be platinum 2 ways. So I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So you literally, and I would encourage Dan and Jean and Sue to do the same. Tara's actually sat down, and I'm sure we've all done this, and penciled out what it'll take to meet these goals. Let you guys in on a quick secret. I was on the phone with my mom the other day, and she told me that my father, this is Denny Rogers, so this is very difficult for me to believe because at 38 years old, I've never seen him actually say something like this. But he said to her the other day, he said, you know, honey, I have a goal that, you know, we could be completely debt-free by the end of this year. Now, just so you guys know, and this isn't really public information, but they're dealing with a pretty significant tax bill from some bad CPA advice that we all of us in the Rogers family who use the same CPA, really kind of mucked this up in the long run, and I'll just leave it at that. And I said to Mom, Dad said this, Mother? The same Denny Rogers that I know? And she said, I know, because he's not much into goal setting. It's not that he's not much into goal setting. He's just not into goal setting, period. I mean, that just is so far from him, because to him, why set a goal? If you want something, just go do it and get it done, you know. By golly, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. It's that mentality. However, if you sit down and pencil out where you want to be, you know, by Mexico, and then right behind that, where you want to be by the end of 2007, make it an attainable goal. And Sue, I know from looking at your organization, and Dan and Gene, I know from sitting down with you at the IHOP and looking at your organization, make it attainable. Nothing irritates me more than when I hear somebody say, yeah, well, I'm a silver right now, and I've been silver for 5 years, and I'm going to be, you know, Royal Diamond in 2 years from now. I don't mean to dump cold water on their fire, but it ain't going to happen. It's just not, because that's not attainable. An attainable goal would be, you know, for somebody to say, you know, I've been silver for 5 years, and my attainable goal, in 6 months, I've got three people in place, but in 6 months from now, my goal is to be gold. That's attainable. But bypassing gold and then auto home program and then platinum and President's Club and diamond and going right to Royal Diamond, we've got to make steps to this. We have to put tangible things there in place. So Mexico is the big carrot that we need to be focusing on. And don't be shy in telling people this is why you want to do it. This is the lead-in that I'm using for people, and I'm no different. I'm in the same scenario that you guys are in. It's just our ranks are different. But I would like to go to Mexico and not have to pay for it, because the President's Club requirements are the same as anybody else. You look at the fine print, it says gold and above, and, you know, with this much volume every month. And were any of you guys on the call with Terry Monday night when Dave Schultz was shared?
Yes, Dan and I were.
Okay.
It was fantastic. We've got a copy, so I have a 4-hour drive tomorrow, and I'm going to listen to it again at least a couple times.
Okay,
Jane. Yeah, you can listen to it online, and that's what I did. It's great, because you can actually pause it.
Yeah.
I tried to listen to it a couple days ago, but I wasn't able to get it.
Okay, Tara, which source did you listen to it online? The one at
Focus on Growth.
Focus
on
Growth.
Call.
Okay. Focus on Growth. It's there.
Yeah, it
right
works
now.
Perfectly.
It's also Team Utah also.
TeamUtah.org.
Very clear.
Very clear. And whose voice was that? I didn't recognize that one.
Karen in San Antonio.
Whom?
Karen in San Antonio.
Karen, and what's your last name, Karen?
Frost.
What?
Frost.
Okay, Karen Frost. Thank
yes.
you, Karen, for admitting that you're on the call. I know you.
Well, I got in late. So I'm just coming.
So it is not a recorded.
It is on focusongrowth.com. You should be able. They usually have the last 2 weeks recording on there. The reason I bring it up, Gene, let me go back to you and ask you specifically. Did you catch the enthusiasm of Dave when he started talking about Mexico and then he mentioned Valerie Aloisio?
Oh, yeah. I mean, his enthusiasm, he's always enthusiastic, but I have never heard him quite this wound up in all the time.
This wound up.
He really, I mean, his passion for this was just out there and amazing.
And I guess my perspective is it was March 5th, and he went on record to say that Valerie, who is a platinum, who is 1-2-3rd level to Dave and Ellie, she had an in-home. And one of her guests that was there, brand new wellness consultant, she invited several guests. This was at this new wellness consultant's home. And as a result of that evening, they pulled in enough product orders. He said, you know, she didn't buy her way to silver. He specifically said that. They pulled in enough product orders to get this gal silver just based on the one in-home. and Valerie has already qualified.
Qualified already, which is,
yeah. I mean, that was exciting.
Oh, okay.
Here's another thing that's exciting, you guys, because we have to be honest. And if any of you have been down to NECAN headquarters in Irvine recently, and if you were there, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years ago when they, you know, newly opened the facility because they'd outgrown the other one because of, you know, where our sales were and everything, and you saw that whole control room, you know, mission control, whatever you want to call it, room where all the order entry people were with the big screens up on the wall and you could see the sales going up. It was just loaded with employees. You know, there was like several dozen, if not, you know, 150, whatever employees in that one room and all the cubicles with all the Kinko seats on the chairs. Well, if you go back today, there's just maybe a few dozen at best people that are in that room. And being honest, you're like, man, how it just seems really quiet here. There's not as much activity. Well, that's completely in perspective to our activity and what we're doing. And when I was there Thursday afternoon, it looked like somebody had, you know, pulled a pin on a grenade and thrown it in there, and the whole place has been blown up because they just finished a week-long movie set for a pilot that Disney's doing that's going to be on ABC, I guess, next fall or whatever. But they completely tore the entire place apart and turned it into a movie set, shoved everybody around, and everybody was just, all the employees I talked to, and they were frustrated to no end because they couldn't get any work done because people were always, you know, But this was part of their contract. Well, by Thursday night at the wellness preview, they'd gotten it all cleaned up. I mean, it was beautiful back to its pristine, you know, shape that it was before. The reason I mention that is this. February sales were much higher than January sales. We're talking, it wasn't like 25% high. I don't know exactly what the percentage was, but significantly higher for a shortened month than they've ever been before. And with the way March is underway in the first, you know, the third of the month, first 10 days, we have an opportunity to really escalate things to a level that has never been. I had lunch with Daryl Merritt on Thursday, who is the head of the customer service department. And some of the things that he shared with me, he's got 48 employees that work in that department. They work a split shift setup. And he's got, some of those are in the training process of taking them through. And we talked about some of the issues that he's been dealing with since he's come on board and whatnot. But the nutshell version of my time with Daryl was so fascinating because he said, you know, Vance, for years you guys have been putting up with so much. And he said, I don't understand why. He said, I know that there were certain, you know, policies in place. And he said, but they made no sense to me. So I came on board and just started asking, why is this policy here? You know, why are you making these wellness consultants go through so many hoops to get a product fixed or get a replacement or whatever? And his spirit behind that whole department is revolutionized. It's going to make our job continually get easier. And I'll tell you, the other thing that was kind of fun for being there is Dave Balzer walked me right into his office, which is in a new location. Used to be a little classrooms off to the side of the main entranceway there. And I look up on this table, and I said, what's this? And he says, oh, you're not supposed to see that. And I went, really? And he pointed at the existing product that we have and then pointed back at this new model that he's working on. I'm like, oh, okay, I won't tell a soul. And I won't. You guys can just let your mind wander because I haven't even told you what quadrant it's in, whether it's nutritional or, you know, rest and relaxation or the environment or what's the other one? Fitness. And so I actually got to see one of the products in the making, but he said specifically, you know, you're not supposed to see that. And I'm like, okay, I didn't see it. But it was so neat and exciting. And I'll tell you guys, if you're ever in Southern California, the tours are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., make it a point to just pop in there and see and walk around and just kind of suck it all in because it really does a lot. It's been a couple years since I've been there, and it was just truly invigorating, totally amazing. And if we seize the opportunity for what we have right now, 3 weeks left of this month, and start talking to people again, our existing people, redefine what your goals are, where you want to be, and tell them up front, hey, they're doing this thing to Mexico, and I want to go. And you're part of my ticket to get there. Well, what do you mean? Well, explain it to them. And then tell them and say, hey, if you're game, I'd like to take you with me. Because you're eligible, too. And Dave pointed this out on Monday night's call. There is absolutely no reason why we can't take people from new direct wellness consultants to gold in 4 to 5 months. No reason whatsoever. At all. The only thing that's stopping us is our limiting belief system that we've all been programmed to think, well, it, you know, it takes longer to get to gold. No, it shouldn't. And it doesn't. We have to change our way of thinking. So, Karen, does that resonate with what you guys are doing down there in San Antonio and Austin?
Okay, what was the question?
See, this is an interactive call. Vance does most of the talking, but then he's going to throw curveballs at you real quick. Does what Dave shared, I know you were on the call Monday night when Dave shared on Terry's Pathfinder One call.
Yeah.
With what you guys...
I'll use different phones. You said something about a resume.
No, resonate.
Does
with what you got going, with what you established, because if I remember correct, Karen, your first level to Rick Murphy, right?
Right.
Steve Cowboy Gross is first level to you, correct?
Right.
Okay, so that's one of your legs right there, and then your other two legs, I'm guessing, are silvers?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, obviously, gold is your call. That in mind, does what we're talking about with qualifying for Mexico, with what you guys have got going down there, because Mexico is closer for you guys to imagine, not just because you're a border state, but...
No, you want to go if you can. That's a beautiful part of Mexico. and what I got from Dave Stoltz was, it's attainable for all of us, and new people. Absolutely, it is.
So you guys, if I could leave you with that one thought, we try and keep this call right at the half an hour, is set down and pencil some things out if you haven't already. I know Tara already has, she mentioned that. And make some calls to your teammates and say, look, I want to be there. And take advantage of, times like Saturday when people are more than likely going to be home and call them, meet with them face-to-face, and be working on that track record. And right behind that should be working with hosting or co-hosting or making sure that the person who is hosting the May 19th Rhythm of Nikan event has got your full support and making sure your team is there. Because Nikan is going to continue every 3 months to just wow us with new and improved stuff. And if you read through the Living Well magazine, the two-page article right near the front with Mr. Tom Watanabe and Bob Richards' comments on where their aggressive goals are going to be to improve different areas, you really see that they're doing their job. And if there's anything I learned by this last week going down there, and I did not have an agenda at all. I just kind of wanted to see what the heartbeat and what the pulse was. And, man, I was blown away. I just was absolutely blown away. But they've got some pretty bodacious goals to change some things, to improve it, to make it better. So let them do their job, and we need to focus on doing our job as wellness consultants and getting the work. So, anything else? Did I miss anything? Anything you guys wanted to chat about, or is that good for today?
Vince, I wanted to let you know that I'm on the line. This is Evelyn.
Evelyn, good to have you on the call.
It was late when I got in.
Okay, no problem whatsoever. Anybody else on the call that wants to admit that they're on the call? It's not like I'm keeping roll call, but I'm just always curious. Okay. So Sue, Dan and Jean, Tara, Karen, Evelyn, thank you guys for being with us today. And we'll chat same time next week. And half an hour or less. And if there's anything that I can do specifically, brainstorming, whatever, don't hesitate to call me. Always your best days to catch me are Monday. This week it's not Monday and Tuesday. It'll be Monday and Wednesday. And then Thursday morning. And then, yeah. So, and then any, it, it, say, well, today's Gotcha Day, so don't call me today. And for those of you who don't know what Gotcha Day is, it means the Rogers today. 5 years ago was when a gentleman knocked on our hotel room door in Nanjing, China, and handed us a little seven-month-old tightly wound up ball of wonder. So 5 years ago today that we were given Emily, and today we celebrate Gotcha Day. And we're going to go eat sushi and other foreign things that we can't stand but Emily loves, and celebrate her. She reminded me the other day that we don't have to go back to China to get her because we already got her. So, anyway, you guys, if there's anything we can do on our end, please don't hesitate to call, email, whatever, and we'll chat next Saturday morning.
Thank you, Vance.
All right?
Thank you, Vance.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thanks, Vance.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.